So, what are your favorite moped sounds?
Fuck your car. Ride a moped.
I don't know, like, touch a flower, is it moving? Like, nah, I feel pretty locked up. Sounds like you're fucked, dude.
Oh, boy.
Womp, womp, womp. You fucking blew it.
Yo, what's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Moped Monday podcast, episode 249. Dude, long time no podcast. So, shit's been crazy, life's been busy, and I've had some guests kind of fall out here and there, and it's all right, you know? I'm not gonna, like, press it, you know? It's kind of been, it's been a little weird dry spell, too. Like, you know, winter's been winter. And I haven't been mopedding a whole lot, and I haven't been able to, like, sucker all my Richmond moped friends into coming over and, like, playing podcasts and getting drunk on a Sunday night. So I'm like I'm feeling lonely in the room, dude. I'm gonna need like a RVA, like, spring cleaning, like, episode, you know, like, we're back out, we're in the streets. But
yeah, you guys haven't done a ride yet this year?
We've had, like, a couple, like, you know, nothing official. Like the Scooter Club still does a ride every, like, first Sunday. So once a month, the Scooter Club has been throwing rides, like, all winter, like, regardless. So we still have, like, that going on. And then we haven't had, like, a moped, like official ride, like, yet. We've done, like, you know, hit the group chat, who's trying to rip for a little bit. Yo, who's trying to go catch a sunset, like... Last weekend, I went and caught the sunset with Justin from the Rebels, and it was cool. We, like, went to one of the hilltops in Richmond, and, you know, a bunch of families and couples out on the hill watching the sunset. Freaking music's playing off in the distance. You know, you can see the city, you can see the river, you see a train coming by. It's like, you know, we're eating some peanuts in the shell. It was, like, it was good vibes. You know, we hung out a little bit, chilled. So, you know, that's kind of where it's at. Like, I started my spring cleaning early. Like, I started cleaning out my garage. So, like, I'm like, dude, I'm trying to, like, fix one of my mopeds without spending any money out of my own pocket. So I've just been, like, scrounging up, like, everything laying around the garage that I don't use or haven't used in a long time and just, like, selling it on Facebook Marketplace. Like, all sorts. It's worked out pretty good so far. I got, like, $600 in, like, a week or two. So I'm like, hell yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, dude. I'm like, the Derby needs rebuild, dude. It needs bearings and seals and all that shit's expensive, you know?
What are your top three marketplace sales?
What's up?
What are your top three marketplace sales?
My top three sales?
Yeah.
I sold Ironhead in Harley motor that was, like, it had blown out cases. And I sold it cheap, dude. It was like $150. Like, yep, sold that sucker. Someone got it in, like, 2 days. I sold an old vice that I didn't need. I had, like, two vices, and one of them had just been sitting on the bottom of my bench for, like, since I've moved in. Like, so it's been sitting here for, like, 3 years, and I was just like, ah, fuck this thing. Put it on the internet. Some dude bought it for $50.
We need a $50
vice. Yeah, dude. Like, it's, like, I was just like, I sold an old angle. I'm in an old, What was it? Fucking, I had an old, like, saw that's been sitting around. I haven't cut wood in, like, 3 years. I'm like, what do I need this, like, you know, electric saw for? So I sold that thing. I sold, like, a work light, you know, just a bunch of random stuff. There's, like, you know, tools and stuff that people need, but, like.
Work light?
What's up?
You sold a work light?
Yeah. They're like $50, dude. They cost $50, like a dual stand, like, with a stand and shit from Lowe's.
All right, all right.
They cost money, right. Brand new. They're not, like, cheap. They're cheap. You know, $50 isn't gonna break anyone's bank. But, like, if you can get something for half off, why not get something for half off? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you. I was thinking, like, a little light for some reason. I wasn't thinking, like, a
tripod stand, dual light. Like it was for like, you know, when you're like doing work outside or stuff and you know, you need that you're trying to, you know, get by the last couple inklings of daylight, or like when you're in the garage, it sucks and has poor lighting. You turn that sucker on. It's like, my garage got good lights now. I don't need like this thing. It's just been sitting around the corner forever. Like I got an old welder I'm trying to sell. That's been kind of hard. I thought that would sell faster, but like no one's like, I've had like two people hit me up about the water and no one came to get it. Come get it. So I'm like, all right. And then, I don't know. Like I just like cleaned out the garage. I swept it and like tied it up on my bikes, cleaned out like, you know, you have all the moped parts and boxes and stuff. Like I just threw away a bunch of crap like that. Who needs all these subframes? I don't know. It's just, it sucks throwing away moped parts because you know, they're worth it. They're worth something to someone. And it's just like, there's just some stuff that's just not worth like the effort of trying to like sell it. Like I probably have 8 or 10 stock Hobbit heads like in a box. And I'm just like, what do I need these for, dude? Like I probably threw away like 5 like stock Hobbit cylinders last summer or last spring when I was, you know, cleaning out the garage all over again. I don't know. Every year the hoard gets smaller. I just try to like get rid of stuff so I can have more space. Like I couldn't walk through my garage without like tiptoeing around everything. And it was like stressing me out. Like I didn't want to go in there. I didn't want to go in there to work on a bike. I didn't want to go in there to like look at anything. I was just like, it's a shit show in here. Like I was like, I had a day off and I was like, I'm going to buckle down. I got up early. I was out there like maybe 8 a.m. Like, all right, I'm going to clean the garage today. And it felt good. I don't know. Like, I felt good.
Cleaning.
It felt good.
It makes you feel good. You know?
Yeah. I could put the bikes like in places and they're out of the way. I can like assess like, you know, the bikes that need work and like actually like get to them and like not have to like move stuff to get to the other bike. It's great. I'm excited. Freaking, I sold a moped to Smog Squad. Like Smog Squad has their 10-year anniversary rally this summer in Richmond. And
that looks cool.
Yeah, like the Smog Vision. I don't know if anyone's seen it, dude. Like, so they're doing a moped rally / film festival. So everyone who registers like can submit like a 4-minute and 20-second long video.
Yep.
And they're gonna do like a whole like viewing, like fucking super surprise. No one knows what anyone else's video is, like moped movie viewing. It's gonna be sick.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, but it's like Minarelli themed raffle bikes. So you know, I sold them like the Lady King. Well, I guess technically the Lady King sold it, and I sold it because they've had like they won that bike at the 2020, the only rally that happened in 2020. Lady King's won the bike, and it's literally sat in my garage since. Like, none of them have ridden it. None of them have worked on it. None of them have touched it. It's just, like, been in my garage. I've been storing it for them forever. And I'm like, listen, guys, like, I'm cleaning out my garage. Smog Squad's doing a rally. Like, let's just, like, let them have this bike for super cheap. So.
Hell yeah.
That's where it went. They're, you know, give them another bike to raffle off. I don't know how many raffle bikes they're going to have. Like, you know, they're going to come on the podcast soon, like, and fucking hash out all the details. But, you know. It's mopeds. Like, I'm excited. I don't know. What's up, dude? I'm, like, rambling because I haven't podcasted in, like, 3 weeks. And, like...
It's cool. I'm letting you... I like it.
I'm sorry, dude. I'm apologizing to everyone right now. I'm like, dude, I got this mic in front of my face. I'm alone in this room staring at this computer. And I'm like, ooh, I miss this. I haven't done it in a couple of weeks. And I'm like... I'm like, I could talk for an hour, just letting people catch up about my life, dude. I'm like, let me tell you guys about my life right now, you know. But I'm not gonna do that. So, why don't you tell everyone who you are and where you're from and what moped club you're representing?
I'm Saint. I am the current president of Upjet, born and based in Brooklyn, New York, in 2014. So we're going on our 10-year anniversary this year.
All right, dude. And like,
I'm here with
who are you with?
I'm here with some of the other brothers. Are here.
What's up?
We're
boys?
Playing Nintendo.
Oh, what's up, boys? What are we playing? What's on the console, dude?
Smash Brothers.
GameCube or nah?
Yeah, and four on the TV and the aquarium on the projector screen.
All right. I know there's like definitely some Smash Brother like, you know, like loyalists out there, like super Smash nerds who are like, it's only good on GameCube, or like they, you know, they're like elitist about what system you can play Smash Brothers on.
Yeah, there's a lot of problematic elitists all over the place.
Dude, what's going on, guys? How's it going? How is... Everyone wants to know, how is UpJet since the debacle of last year? Is it still thriving? Are you guys growing? Like, what's the roster look like now?
All right, well, we are... I don't know. There's a handful of us. We got a lot of new faces. I guess some old faces still around. I don't know. We got a new prospect this year. Phil, he's great. He led the first ride. We had our first ride last month.
Good turnout.
Was it like 2 weeks ago? Yeah, great turnout. It was a nice day. We lucked out. It was a good day in February. Nice ride.
New York's like always had like a good scene like forever. Like, you know, Mission 23, fucking Orphans, like it's been a long history of mopeds in New York City, and like, you know, there's tons of clubs up there, Sunset Riders, you know, I was just talking to, you know, my Chowder girls, like, you know, the other day. Chowder. But like you know, there's a lot going on up there, dude. It's just like, it's never gonna fade out. So like, I just wanna, it's always weird. I'm just like, last year got real weird, like the whole like Alstein on Muppet Army, the drama, like, you know, the rally, and like, but it's good to hear that you guys are still a club and still active and doing the thing. Are you like playing mopeds?
Yeah.
Like, what's the word with the mopeds, dude? Is it like, you know, is it still
100%.
Mopeds?
Yeah, I don't think right now we're all kind of on big moped kick. I don't know. I mean, everybody kind of brings whatever they have to the table, but you know, we're here to do mopeds and, you know, be a part of the moped community like we always have been. So,
right. You guys done any cool winter builds? Anyone, you know, have a little winter project they got, you know, square over the last couple months?
The lowrider chopper fucking build. I don't know what you call it. What do you call that thing? What is it?
I think it's a Tomos T12 frame with some welded bits on it, so it's going to accept the Minarelli engine. And then Chopper C. It's got some sissy bars that were custom welded up, and then a Chopper front end from some PBRs, and then I think Kaz ended up just chalking a bunch of stuff up in his lathe and like making it fit, you know?
Nice.
Like spacers here and there, and then he's got some crazy like brass 100-year-old headlight on it, which kind of just really completes it. So it's rusty and she's busty.
It's definitely like one of the best looking chopper builds for mopeds that I've seen.
Nice. I remember good looking. Like, choppers went hard a couple of years ago, dude. It's like Charlie Buzzard had his, like, you know, they raffled, Buzzards raffled off a chopper frame, like roller 1 year, like, you know, Maddie from the Graveyard Shifters had his Golden Goose, like, you know, Wizards had their little chopper. There was a bunch of choppers around for like a good minute, dude. It was like the chopper. I remember like when like fucking Hottie Rennies had a bunch of choppers too, dude. It was like, there was definitely a good kick for a couple years when everyone was doing choppers. It was like after the cafe like started fading down, it was like, we're going choppers now, dude.
Yeah, I've got to do something, right?
Yeah. Dude, I think someone's got a lathe, though. I'm like, that's like one of the like dream like moped tools like I wish I had, but I have no clue how to use. I'm like, like if I could get one for free, I'd like figure it out. But it's like, I don't want to like invest the money when I'm like, I'll just like hit up Ryan or someone else who's like good at this shit and have them do it.
Yeah, lasers are, I don't know, tools, man. You can never have enough tools. You got to get more tools. There's no reason to not buy another set of tools or something. Yeah. A lathe, you need it one time, just get it. Yeah. You'll end up needing it again.
Dude, I did see Ryan from Cranks is selling engine mounts for V1. So if you guys ever want to like weld up another V1 to something, like he's like selling like ready to go like V1 mounts.
Oh, who's that?
Ryan from Crankpipes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he just like posted the other day. I'm like, what? He's got V1 mounts. Just like put it on anything.
That's probably the best way to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, why would you want to put something else on anything?
I don't know. That's like part of the game, dude. It's part of mopeds, dude. Fucking mixing and matching your things and try to make the moped your own.
Hmm.
Like we only want to be so similar, you know. Like I feel like there's not a whole lot of rallies you go to where you'll see two of the exact same bikes. Like, you know, whether there could be 10 maxis there, and there's going to be something different about each one.
Yeah, you can't just go buy a moped anymore. We used to have that here in Brooklyn a few years back.
The Brooklyn shops are still there, aren't they? Still selling bikes? Or are they only doing like customs and stuff?
I'm sorry?
Isn't there still a shop in Brooklyn? Aren't they still selling bikes?
There's still shops in Brooklyn. But I don't think anyone's selling anything that's brand new. I think when Pete was...
Yeah, the last of the Tomoses.
Last one, you know?
Yeah. Dude, I haven't seen any of those bikes in a minute. Like the late model, like that cream and like the racing TT. Like those last couple bikes, like I never see them around. Like, I don't know how many they sold, but like I never see them.
We had it bylawed for a while that, you know, you just couldn't have a stock Tomos because, you know, you could just literally go buy a moped that ran, you know, brand new, no problem.
Yeah.
And it's not really a thing anymore. So if someone has one of those like brand new Tomos that's like not been touched and still got everything on it, it's fucking beautiful. Those are great. And they're rare. It's like, yeah, it's like you said, you never see them.
Yeah. Yeah, I have like an old one. It's like an old LX with like all the plastics and stuff, and it's like pretty clean. But like, I don't know. Like, I don't even mess with it. It just sits in the corner and looks pretty.
Yeah, we got too many bikes here. It's always a bunch of junk laying around everywhere.
Yeah. So you guys still have the same like group spot, or, you know, because I know like the group garages and stuff always kind of change up everywhere. It's like you never know if someone's gonna have the same shop a year later.
Yep. No, we're still in the alley, bro. Same spot.
Nice.
Haven't moved.
Oh yeah. All solid. So what else have you guys been up to, dude? You guys had the first ride of the season, good turnout.
Yep, so we're doing rides every last Sunday of the month. We've been doing it for years, I don't know. We're gonna be doing that all summer. We're doing a wrench night coming up. We're just fucking working on people's bikes.
Is it random?
I guess we're just bored.
Random, like a group wrench, or is it like a theme thing, like kind of like a class, like, all right, we're all doing carbs tonight or something? Or is it just kind of like bring what you got?
Yeah, it's going to be a little bit of both.
We already have a community in the neighborhood of people who have mopeds and just come by for help and whatnot.
Oh, and we're doing a rally at the end of at the beginning of August.
What's the name of the rally this year?
Hell yeah, brother.
That's the name?
Hell yeah, brother.
Not Dahlia, number three on the car.
It's Hulk Hogan's birthday, all right?
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
That's funny, dude. It's gonna be full out the Hogan theme, like colors, dress in wrestling gear. Cosplayed out, ready for action.
If you can do it, do it.
You guys gotta like really lean into this Hulk Hogan thing, dude. I'm telling you.
We've been trying to lean in a long time, bro.
Yo, you don't even know he's coming.
Yo, we got some surprises. We've got some surprises.
There's a separate raffle bike. He goes to the best dressed costume, best dressed Hulk Hogan impersonator.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be Hulk Hogan that's going to win. So
Hulk Hogan already MVP.
I'm sorry, you're not going to get the raffle bike because Hulk Hogan's already going to get it. That's just how it's going to be.
Sick. So it's the what day in August?
9, 10, and 11. 9 through 11. Dude. We're going to have a way to RSVP.
A little like, pre-registration page and all that jazz.
Yep, yeah. Same deal.
Do you guys already have a rally like plan, like the layout and the, you know, all the stuff going? You know where the rally's gonna consist of?
Yep. Yep. And we're not doing any camping or any of that bullshit this year. It's gonna be, you know, classic New York style, you know, figure out how to
come to New
you
York,
know
fend for yourself.
Yep. We're more than happy to help you. Figure it out if you want to go that route and you want to be here and do that, you know, no problem. We'd love to show you around.
Ride meetups the same spot, like in the alley shop?
No. We got a lot more scooters out than before.
Lots of rival rentals.
Yeah, well, we got a lot of people from all over the world in here all of a sudden, you know, and they all got scooters.
Mm. A lot of scooter fans.
Yep.
Moving to New York City.
Like I said, dude, I'm a fan of scooters. Like I said, we ride with the scooter club in Richmond all the time. Like, they're our buds.
Oh yeah, we were gonna go out. We were gonna go out to the scooter rally. We got invited out there. I forgot what the fuck happened. It was at the end of the summer or something. We had some issue. We couldn't.
The Indian summer.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. Crazy summer.
Oh, dude, what's up with the rally? You guys, what's the Friday plan looking like? I know August a little ways out. I'm not sure if you're still trying to hash out details.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be all the same shit, you know. There's going to be a Times Square ride, there's going to be, you know, we're going to hit up Coney Island, we're going to see all the sights, you know, do all the things, make sure that everyone gets to see everything in the ride. I mean, it's going to be much more ride-focused than anything.
Nice. Like, I don't remember how long the ride was. I know, like, I remember, like, last year, like, the Friday, like, I missed the Friday night. I heard it was, like the fucking cops hit it and it got weird. And then, like, Saturday is, like, I can't remember if Saturday's ride felt long or not. Like, that's the day we run out to Coney Island. Like, I can never tell, like, how long a ride feels in New York because of, like, all the stop signs. I mean, all the stoplights. I'm like, oh, yeah, we've been riding for a while. But I'm like, have we gone that far? I don't know.
It's going to be the same type of. You were here last year. You did the Coney Island ride.
Yeah, we cheated, dude. We brought motorcycles last year.
That's right. And the rally before that, you were on a Honda.
Yeah, I went moped, broke down on a bridge, got kind of sketchy.
Same shit, bro. It's gonna be all the New York sights and sounds and all the bullshit. That's it.
Oh, yeah. Ugh, party. Where's the party spot at?
We got a bunch of different spots. We're not gonna keep it at one central location this time. Too much riffraff. Too much trouble. So we're breaking it up. We got We got places all over the place.
You got him like locked down, like he has already decided like where it's going to be and this and that?
Well, see, things change all the time. You can't even have a ride here and have like a planned out route. You know, fucking FDNY will just block off a whole block all of a sudden. There's nothing you can do about it, you know? You have to change. There's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, I like that kind of like that one weird spot like we ended up last year. It's like, I can't tell you where it's at. It's kind of near that IKEA. It was like that weird like side street. We needed it like right there on the river. Like, that was a good spot. That was cool.
Oh yeah, we got spots. We got spots.
Yeah, I'll take you there, bro. We'll go there again.
Yeah, that was a cool spot. You got like that weird little back street, and you're just like chilling on the river. Fucking, like, we had ice cream truck show up out of nowhere. We're like, yeah, this is sick.
Oh yeah, you went and got that ice cream truck, right?
I like went and got some ice cream from him, like trying to be low key. I was like, oh, I'm gonna show up with ice cream, and then he just followed me. I'm like, oh, this fucker. he knew where we were all hiding.
For a savior, bro, that was great.
Yeah, that was fun. You guys got a raffle bike already planned out, or you know what you're trying to raffle off?
We don't have one yet. No, but there's. Just so much stuff all around, all the time, you know. I'm sure we'll come up with something fun, something good.
Nice.
We're a little, I gotta be honest with you, bro. We're a little somber tonight, you know. I think we're planning on maybe having a little more hyped energy, but we lost a member of the family yesterday. And we're all, we're all a little feeling it, you know. So, you know, our hearts go out to Amy and to Parker, and you know, we all miss Daisy.
Understandable, dude. So what's up, man?
Yo,
what's up with the Upjet?
Upjet loves dogs.
Dogs and cuts all day.
Yo, so what's up? When you coming to Brooklyn?
I don't know, dude. I run a busy life, dude. There's no like time to just like dip out places. Like tight ship, dude. I'm working crazy hours. I stay close to home. Like, I was thinking about hitting the firing squad rally, but I don't even know if that's going to work out. Like, I've been, you know, just trying everything, stay close to home and head down, out of trouble, grinding.
All right. I like that style.
You guys got rally plans this year? You guys planning to go some other places? You got anything you guys want to hit? Go ahead, get out and still represent as a club? Like, what's the deal?
Look, I don't know. I mean, personally, I'm not sure what else is going on in America, and I got a lot going on in the city here to deal with. I'm definitely going to go see Kate. I always love going up, doing the ride to Connecticut and seeing Kate and everything they're doing up there. It's always great.
Shout out Holy Smokes.
Dirty Burning Broad. And yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess that's it. I mean, I got invited to a rally the other day, but I don't think I'm going to go. I don't think I'm going to go.
I mean, calendar's shaping up, dude. And there's a lot of rallies happening, you know? Like, August is fucked. There's fucking 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 rallies on the August calendar already, and then you guys make 7 rallies in August.
That's great.
So ton of options out there.
Yeah, that's perfect. The more the merrier.
You know, you want to go race? You want to go fucking ride? You want to go to Detroit and get murdered? You want to go to New York? Like, where are you trying to go, dude? It's all over the place. Seattle's like fucking the same weekend. Because you guys said you're 9th through the 11th, right?
Yep, 9 through the 11.
Yeah, Mosquito Fleets, Blood Drive 13, same weekend in Seattle. You got MCR, you know, probably not going to get murdered. 6 is in Detroit. And then you guys in New York. So it's, you know, 3 rallies that weekend. The weekend before, you got the fucking return to Camp Pentagram from LSLB. End of the month, you got Moped GP East and Moped GP Midwest. And then the last weekend of the month, you got Smog Squad in Richmond. So August is stacked. Tons of options.
Yo, that sounds fucking awesome. The community needs lots of options and lots of different things to get into, you know?
I mean, it definitely needs a lot of variety, especially like as far as like geography goes, because a lot of people can't travel as far. Like, the idea of me driving like 25 hours in a car to a moped rally these days, like, just doesn't sound like something I'm like would be up to do. Like 10 years ago, 15 years ago, I was like, yeah, get in the van, don't cry, shut up, give me $100, get in the van, we're driving across the country. Like, take off Friday, take off Monday, take off Thursday. Like, you know, it didn't matter. We were just like, we're going and we're having a blast. And now I'm just like, dude, I'm not getting in a car and driving 25 hours to some rally for like 2 days and driving back. Like, I got shit to do. Like, like, I love mopeds, but that's like, I could hit it, quit it, like, for something close. Like, going, like, last year we went to New York and we did the You Guys rally, and we were gone this, like, we were there for maybe, I don't know, less than 24 hours. And we were out. Like, we got there, we did the rally, and we left. Like, we were there less than 24 hours and had a blast. But, you know, I'm not going to, like, I need more out of the trip if I'm driving that far. So it's like, it's, I don't know, it's tricky.
Yeah, I'm not going and hanging out with a bunch of drunk dummies and fucking the peeing on each other and shit. You know, I'm over that, bro. But I support it. I'm like, I'm all about it if people want to get into that and do it.
I mean, Black Pipes is doing Whiskey Business 3, you know, Cleveland. Someone could get pissed on. I mean, I'm not gonna lie.
Yo, people get heat on you. And, you know, then there needs to be a place for you to do that.
I
don't know if anybody can hear me. Oh, shit, yeah. Yeah, called in.
Yeah.
Yo, Biggie, can you hear him?
Barely.
Yeah, I can barely hear you. I would just reiterate the fact that, like, with all these rallies going on in all these different places and people not really being able to travel, we're focusing on just, like, New York people. And if anybody else wants to come, great. But we're not trying to compete with any other city's rallies.
Yeah, I've never...
Whoever about, you can relay that.
No, I heard you. So pretty much what he said, for those who, if you couldn't make out what he was saying, it's like that they're not really focused on trying to compete with any other rally. It's more like they're doing this for, like, you know, New York and the New York scene, because New York's got a ton of mopeders. There's probably 5 official clubs just in New York, and that's a lot of moped clubs. Like, 5, like, people, like, different separate cliques that are, like, claiming mopeds and doing it, like, as a way of life, not just like a hobby. You know, they're really, like, about mopeds. And so there's a lot of that going on there. And they're like, yeah, we're going to do a rally. And we already do our rides. We already do group stuff. We already doing stuff. And if anyone else from outside of New York wants to come, they're more than welcome to show up. But, like, I feel like that's every scene. Like, yeah, everyone wants people from out of town to come to the rally. But if you're throwing a rally, you're throwing a rally regardless. Like, you're not throwing a rally and going to fucking cry about it if no one shows up. Or, like, cool. Like, I throw a rally and we have 20 people there, we're going to have fucking a blast. It's going to be great. If more people come, then the more merrier.
Even better,
let people show up. Dude, like, I like Inman rally, dude. Like, fucking, you know, you get 50 buds, like, you know, to get out and enjoy themselves. You can go eat somewhere. Everyone can, like, get a seat at the table. Like, it's great.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, if you're doing a ride once a month consistently, Sometimes people, you know, sometimes it's like a holiday. Like we got one coming up at the end of this next month. So it's, you know, we're probably going to switch it. Sometimes we don't. We just fucking deal with it. And, you know, a handful of us show up and it's a great little, you know, handful of people ride, you know, we get to do different things that we can do that, we can't do when there's a bunch of people on the ride. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Can't hit that weird bike trail and get sketchy when there's like 50 of you.
Yeah. I mean, we're definitely concerned about people's safety, you know, when they're riding with us through the city, you know? And I think we've always had pretty safe rides, and I think we're pretty proud of that. And like showing people how we like to ride around the city. You know, there's plenty of different ways to do it. You know, but this is just the way that we like to do it. And if you want to come do it with us, then that's fucking great.
Dude, what I think too is like it's kind of, I feel like, here I go talking about my fucking feelings again. I think it's kind of like, out of all the different groups that are in New York, I haven't seen like the other clubs like throw rallies. I don't know if I've like had, you know, I've had Sunset Riders on, I've had a couple of different clubs on, and it's like I haven't seen another club in New York like throw a rally in the last couple of years. I think the last time it was like maybe another club, it was still kind of Upjet because it was like Upjet and like fucking, what was that one club, fucking Dirty 30. I can't fucking remember.
Fucking
yeah. Dirty 30 was a mostly a Connecticut club. Yeah. It was like Peter and forgetting who the other person was. Oh, Dibble.
Yeah. Yeah, remember like you guys kinda had like some weird like kinda like collective rally at one point, but like for the most part it's been Upjet's been the only one doing a rally. Like an actual rally in New York for a long time. So, you know, it's cool to see you guys are still doing it. Like, I wish like Sunset Riders or someone else would be like, yo, we're going to take you to that weird airfield where we go racing or something dumb, you know, something different. But it's, you know, it's cool. It's still New York. I still think, you know, any place that's kind of got like a tourist attraction vibe is somewhere worth going to like a moped rally at, you know? It's like, there's just iconic things that you can't get out of just riding in your hometown. It's like, cool, riding mopeds through Times Square is a really epic feeling. Like, it might be cliche, it might be cheesy, missing that or whatever, people can say whatever they want about it, but like the feeling of riding mopeds with
fucking day
your
fucking
friends
time
in Times Square is crazy.
Yeah, I think that it's one of the things too that you know, as far as like rallies go, we definitely want to like, if anybody else in New York wanted to host a rally or rides or whatever, like we'll show up and support. But to your point, yeah, it feels like nobody else is really like stepping up to do anything.
Well, no, I mean, I think I've been to some great gatherings of Sunset Riders. They did, I know last year they did a really good barbecue that was very well attended.
Oh, hell yeah, that
and
was great.
I would bet that there's going to be a strong participation from them in our upcoming rally.
Yeah, I think the community is getting more more together, you know, instead of separate.
Yeah.
You know, there's no really reason for us to do it here in the city. We kind of have this you know, it's kind of a different vibe than America, you know, like we're all here, we're all on top of each other and we've all got to get along. And, it's fucking great, you know, and you get to have a lot of different types of people and everyone gets the chance. So we're here to support it 100%. We've been doing it for a long fucking time. So Sunset, I mean, Sunset's been doing it for fucking forever, but, you know, I guess we're kind of on the north side of Brooklyn. They're on the south side of Brooklyn, and there's a lot of fucking people.
Yeah.
And clams are doing their thing now. Sunset's fucking great crew, man. They always come through. Yeah. Clams been fucking doing all kinds of great shit. Love what they're doing around the corner. They're like, they're close by.
Yeah, clam shell, baby.
Yeah.
Dude, I also like the vibe too of like scenes that have multiple clubs, kind of like doing like the communal vibe. It's like, yeah, we're throwing the rally, but you know, I think Chicago did it last year. It's like, yeah, we're throwing the rally, but you know, this one club's going to lead this ride. Like, you know, Richmond did our like multi-club communal rally. I think you guys might have been at that one. We were at our junkyard shop, and that's kind of how we did it. It was like, yeah, this is a Richmond rally. It's not like this club's rally. It's like, yeah, this is a communal rally. And, you know, Smog Squad did their thing on Friday night. You know, Black led the fucking Saturday. Someone else took care of the lunch. Someone else took care of the raffle. Like, we kind of split it up, and we all kind of like shared in the, you know, the elements involved in hosting a rally.
Yeah, Richmond's got a really good bike scene. You guys are lucky. You got a really good scene there.
It's all right. It's all right. It's been better. we're doing our thing. We're still at it, but like, you know, we're fucking our heyday is down. Our numbers are down.
I heard there's moped riders in like the average person in Richmond is more likely to have like moped experiences than in other places in America.
I mean, it's a small city, so it's like we know everyone who's like. Pretty much everyone who's had a bike. It's like someone gets a bike, it probably came out of like our circle of friends, like someone got it from someone we know. It's rarely we see like Team Rando, and when we do, we like try really hard to like reel them in. And it's just hard. Like we're a small city, so like with mopeds being such a small niche that they are, it's like even harder to like get people active into some odd, you know, weird old vintage bike that barely makes it half the time hobby, you know? It's tricky.
If they were reliable, we'd be like fucking motorcycle people.
Like, I like when we get motorcycle people that, like they understand the aspects of, like, working on a bike, so that, you know, they might enjoy that part of it. Because, like, you know, I enjoy riding, and I also enjoy, like, working on it. So I like when like, you know, some motorcycle person like gets involved and they're like, you know, they kind of get the same feeling I get. Like they enjoy the wrenching and like the gratification you get out of fixing something and then riding it. Like there's nothing greater than feeling than like, oh, that was broken. I fixed it with my own two hands and then I rode it and it took me somewhere. Like that's a cool feeling. And like not a lot of people can like, you know, say that, you know, so that's something I get out of mopeds. Like, you know, it makes me feel like, oh, I did it. Like, I feel accomplished when I do that. And some people who have like motorcycle history, or at least if they've like ever worked on a bike, they kind of get that same buzz. So that I do enjoy, but I get what you're saying. You know, like some people just want to buy a motorcycle that runs or buy a bike that runs and rides and does all the things like regardless of the weather and the temperament of the vehicle.
Yo, I don't want to work on a fucking moped.
I actually like talking to Mikey from Sunset this morning. It's like if he doesn't ride, he gets too anxious and he like loses it. And I'm like, if I don't work on bikes, I kind of lose it. I think I like working on stuff more than I like riding.
Yeah. Like the more free time I had too, like I just like, you know, as far as like, I don't know, sometimes like when I look back, I'm like, damn, like you feel like you're wasting time. But at the same time, I'm like, no, I was like out of trouble. Like I wasn't getting into bullshit or drama or worry about some other stuff. I was like, I was in my garage working on this bike and like fucking zoning out and not worrying about like problems. I get the same feeling out of wrenching as I do riding. So like when I'm out riding, I'm like, all right, cool. My mind's free. I'm thinking about random things and future and life and like different aspects of my life, and I'm like, you know, I'm not worried about like the stress of like something I gotta do. And then I get the same feeling when I'm wrenching. I'm like, cool, my mind's free, like I'm working on this task and I'm focused on the task, and that frees me from having to think about like other bullshit.
Yeah, always shutting off your fucking brain.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm a little distracted by right now.
I get the same vibe like driving a car too, like going on long road trips. Like I enjoy the driving part of like going to a rally. Like I'm not saying I want to drive a 25-hour drive again, but like, you know, get in the car. Like I drove to the to the fucking Wizards rally by myself, and I was like in the car, like had the best time, like playing music, listening to podcasts, listening to books, like my mind's like fucking free. I'm looking at the sunset, wind's blowing my face. I felt great. Like I enjoy like those things that just like, you know, distract you from the rest of life. That's not drugs. So how's it been for like Upjet as far as like the last year or so? Like, is like, so you said you got a new prospect. Is it, has it been like difficult for you guys like finding new people to get involved in mopeds, or are you finding it easy?
I mean, if you gotta force it, it's like not worth doing it. You know, these things just happen naturally.
This is true. I just didn't know if you guys were putting forth any effort towards, like, you know, I know you do your group rides and like that kind of like has its own attention to it, but I don't know if like you were ever also focused on like getting other people involved with it.
Oh yeah, we're growing. We're growing all the time.
Like a moped commune, you know.
Yeah, we do have a lot of people stopping by. You know, they don't even call. They just see we're open, and they roll through, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what's great about New York, is like you can walk places, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they just build a game so it's like MA, just like, you know, doing the prospective club to join, and you're like betting them. But it's just in general, there seems to be like a big drop off of, you know, new clubs forming or whatever. And it does seem like there's probably a decent amount of just people not wanting responsibility, or like, you know, just making a club is like doing the best friends club thing is like fine and all. But if you're trying to organize public events and shit, it's like, it's work. Like, it becomes like a second job or, you know, third job for people. So there is like a level of just like time and life commitment that people are not exactly like, you know, lining up to do. Seems like, yeah, there probably is just a lot more like loose forms, groups that just like to ride and stuff like that, not necessarily
signed
up for club life.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many different styles of clubs, though. Like, everyone's free to have their own structure to the thing. Some are serious, some aren't serious at all. Some are like, hey, whatever you ride, fucking, you're in. Like, you know, there's all sorts of different types. And, like, I've definitely, like, I'm deep in the trenches on the Instagram, you know, as far as, like, moped, my algorithm's, like, fucking blowing me up, you know, with moped shit. And there's tons of new clubs, you know. I still see new clubs popping up, and it's like cool to see, you know. It only takes a person or two to get involved for it to spark like another group, you know, like, oh dude, hell yeah, well, this is me and my buddy, and like we got a couple friends who are interested, and next thing you know, you have another moped club pop up. Like it happens. It hasn't happened here in a while, but like, you know, Richmond, you know, had its time where we had 4, 5, 6 different clubs in the city at the same time. So, like, you know, I see it happen, like, all, you know, across the country.
There has to be room for all types of different clubs.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's got different styles. They got different things that they're into. You know, people just kind of collect how they collect, you know?
Yeah.
And people need that space and needs to be supported.
Like, I remember I remember us being like super serious and having like bylaws and rules, and like I still have it like in a drawer, like, you know, when I was prospecting, like, here's the list, check this out, read it, like, here's all the shit that we stand for, this and that. And then it got to a point where we're like, wanna know what, boys, let's throw all this shit out, you know, like, here's the new bylaws, be fucking rad, you know, like.
Yeah,
so, you know, there's definitely different levels to mopeds. It's all about people enjoying it and having fun, like, out of the thing, dude. Like, I'm not playing mopeds to get fucking stressed out.
Yeah, but we're all, like, in different levels of life. And on to some next shit and don't be somebody like breathing down your neck telling you what you're doing or not doing is right or wrong. It's like, you know, fuck it. It's just no bad.
Yeah. Definitely that, dude. Bring back the Buzzards hoodie, Just Mopeds. So what do you guys, like, future, you know, like, plans for the club and the thing as a whole?
Keep doing the same thing we've been doing.
We were discussing starting an adult entertainment company tonight.
Juggalettes.com.
Well, you know, there's like a lot of mo-fetish going around. You know what I'm talking about? Is this on your algorithm, the mo-fetish?
It's not.
So,
yo, if you're not selling your two-stroke sweaty socks on eBay, you don't know the market.
Onlypipes.net. We're just out here, yeah. You know, selling fucking high res, you know, photos of my fucking exhaust pipe.
Look, man, there's a market for everything.
That could be hot, just, dude. Yeah. Well, I could take really nice pictures of my exhaust pipes in different angles and post on the internet, dude. You guys subscribe, $2.99 a month. Hit me up, OnlyFans. I'm out here.
I would follow that for sure.
Yeah, $2.99. That's all right.
That'd be funny, dude. I'm starting it. Check me out. Catch it tomorrow, dude. Onlypipes.com.
You better put up some disclaimers because I'm gonna follow just to bootleg it.
Well. Rally's coming. Upshed's still a club. They're doing their thing. They got a prospect. Still rocking. Parker's still in the mix.
Yeah, I'm on the call.
No, I'm not saying like you're still in the mix. You're still active. You still got the fucking crazy mental really shit. I'm not asking a question. I'm saying like, you know, Parker's still in the mix.
Yeah, I'm still around. Like a bad daddy, you can't get rid of me.
Mm. Hell yeah, dude. What's the Dirty Ones vibe? You guys still rocking with them? You're still sister tied flags and all that, or nah?
We're still great friends with the Dirty Ones. Next question.
It's not like a fucking spin move, dude.
Yeah, I'm bringing back that old up jet, you know. Next question:
Does up jet still suck?
Of course,
sucks and fucks.
Sucks and fucks.
If you play cards right.
Is up jet still a butt club?
Depends on who you talk to
and the context.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a bandana on my wall right in front of me. It says Upjet Butt Club. Like, I'm looking at Harry Man Butt right now.
You can cash that in. Just come to the alley.
Hell yeah. Well, anything you guys want to say before we fucking wrap it up, dude?
Nah, that's it. We said everything.
Ducks and squares.
Oh, yeah, ducks and squares.
Square pegs, round holes.
What'd you say, Cause? You a duck or a square?
No, I said if you're not a duck, you're a square.
That makes sense. All right, well, that's it, bro. We got a fucking moped season coming up.
Yeah, we got to get ready for the...
Oh, yeah, did you do the... did you do this for the Oscar night on purpose?
Did what?
Yes, Oscar.
You scheduled our interview on Oscar night.
Fuck are the Oscars, bro? Like, I play moped. Do you think I'm watching the Oscars, dude? Like, I am the so out of the loop on everything. Like, fucking the VMAs, fucking music awards, fucking. I watch the Super Bowl once a year, like, for football. Like, I watch one football game a year. I don't watch basketball. I don't watch other televised sports. I can't tell you who that fucking actor's real name is. I'm like, oh, who's that? Oh, yeah, the guy who played this in that one movie that I saw, maybe. Like, I'm, like, so out of loop on all of it, dude. I don't give a fuck about any of it. Like, it's like, what are your political views? Like, that's, it's like the same, I don't know. I don't care about anything. I just want to, like, worry about my own bullshit.
Yo, I got a question for you.
Shoot.
What's your plan for the season?
Let me fucking sit up, boys.
What are you doing this season, bro?
Selling everything in my garage is not tied down so I can fix my derby. I'm trying to fix my bikes. I'm trying to have four runners. My initial goals, plans is to hit the first rally of the year, August 19th to the 21st in Athens, Georgia for firing squad, lock, stock, and two stroking barrels. I think it's going to be chill. It's going to be in the South, so it should be significantly warm, like by April, you know, like I'm into that. I'm taking a family vacation in June, so I probably won't play mopeds in June, which is like, whatever. There's not like a whole lot of good shit happening in June on the calendar as of right now. Like, so, I don't know, for real. Maybe early June, there's the Whiskey Business 3, which could be cool just because the fact that they called it Whiskey Business. Like, you know, that's a shout out to the old school moped scene. So it's just like, dude, like, is it really going to be Whiskey Business 3? Like, legit? Are we going to have fucking 600 people at this rally? Question mark. There's talks of Black Black doing a fucking reunion in Denver for the Syndicates rally. That's like sometime in, that's July 19th through 21st. So I'm thinking about maybe buying a plane ticket and just like visiting the boys, you know, having a little like reunion. And that might be it for me. I don't think I don't really have anything really planned. You know, Smog Squad's doing their thing in August. That's in at home. You know, hopefully I'm in town for it. Fucking Daggers, you know, pulled a really good choice and decided to like throw their rally in October and they put it on the calendar already. So that's like end of the year when nothing else is going on. Go to Tennessee. Like that sounds like a great idea. You know, I like people who throw rallies at an odd season. Like, you know, like throw it. If you know your town's warm, like, unusually still warm in October, November, like you should throw a rally then. So it's not like tied up with everyone else, you know? I don't know. That's about it. You know, I'll probably end up hitting Philly just because Philly's close. I don't want to go ever again. Like I'm over Philly Funfest. Like I've gone too many times. You know what I'm saying? Like I've been in the truck pool. Yeah. Like I've done the same rally so many times and I'm like, I really want to go somewhere random that I've never been. Like, team, that's why I'm like, yo, I'm gonna go to Athens. I've never gone and rallied in Athens. I'm trying to go somewhere different. I wish there was like a super, super Grom club that had like three people throwing some ride in the middle of nowhere that was less than 10 hours away. Like, I'd be in some, like this year, I'd be in hitting something like that, you know? Like,
well, there's a lot of possibilities this year still, you know? I think it's gonna be a pretty fun season,
yeah,
yeah,
that's it. And, you know, do my work shit, just like besides that, just working, paying bills, printing t-shirts, like, you know, do my thing. That's it.
All right. Who else are you going to have on? You got anybody else lined up right now? You got anybody you
want? I got.
You're really dying to have on?
Will D and me have been playing phone tag. So we're trying to have Will D on to like talk about this Whiskey Business 3 rally going on, the Black Pipes rally. I have a cool dude booked who's doing some, you know, kind of like next level moped part stuff coming up next weekend. I'm probably gonna have the clamshells, you know, my fucking my fucking chowder babes back on.
Hell yeah.
There's some new clubs that are out right now that I've been following on Instagram that I'm trying to get on, like, you know, just to get the vibe on some of the new clubs that, like, maybe not a lot of people have heard of. Because, like,
awesome.
New clubs are always, I think new clubs are always doing something cool. Like, they're new, they're in mopeds, they're excited, they're stoked for the thing. And I remember, you know, some days I'm more stoked than other days. And I remember, like, when I was playing mopeds every day, it's like, cool, what are you doing today? Oh, I get off work and I'm going to go play mopeds at the shop with my boys. And, like, so seeing young clubs that are super excited about the thing, like, excite me. Like, I think that's cool. I don't know. You know, that's it. Nothing crazy. Just talk to clubs. Talk to people who I think are interesting in mopeds. You know, there's a lot of weird new parts that are kind of coming up here and there. So discussing those avenues of mopeds, you know, that's interesting.
That's cool, man.
And, like, and of course, starting my side project, you know, fucking Only Pipes. You know, catches on the internet.
We know some photographers for some of the adult films, so if you need some of that.
You know, like, if, you know, for a certain fee, I send out used exhaust packing. Yeah. Straight out the bike. Still greasy and scented.
What do you use it for?
Packing, duh. The pipe was a little loud. I had to damper it, you know? Like, pull it
Why
out.
Why is it all greasy?
Pull it out. Pull it out greasy, wet. Just put in the mail. Ship it to your door.
Yeah, this is good. This is...
You hanging on the wall.
People gonna pay top dollar to look at your greasy pipe.
Get the Japanese vending machine going.
You know, just run a fucking fog machine through my exhaust pipe, just so you can watch it burn. You know, set one on fire in the back alley. You know, the normal stuff. You know, just, you know, a couple of pipes, bondage. You know, rope tied, hanging from my ceiling. Only pipes, doing our thing. Yeah, that's about it.
Time to get up.
Word. All right, boys, let's fucking wrap this sucker up, dude. Thanks for the call. I'm glad that you guys are still doing your thing. You know, again, you threw out that rally date. Was it August 9th through the 11th?
Yep.
In New York City, UpJet. Butt Club, Never Lose, UpJet Sucks, you know, the myth, the legend, still doing it. What's the site for the pre-registration? You gonna have it, or if you want to just send it to me, whenever you guys have it, I'll fucking post it on Instagram or whatever.
Yeah, I can do that. Yeah, or we'll just post it on our Instagram or whatever. Same deal, you know.
Yeah. I'll share it.
Thank you. Yeah, we'll get it out there soon enough. I mean, it's still pretty cold here. You know, it's a ways away. But.
Yeah, ways away. Not even. We're just hitting spring, dude. We got some time.
We got, like, piles of socks. We gotta dip through here before we can get to it. So.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, dude. All right, boys. Stay up. Have a good one. Later. Fuck your car. Ride a moped.
Hell yeah, brother.
That's another one down, boys. Thanks for listening to Moped Money Podcast. If you guys have not been keeping up with Maze and Cornpad and his videos, check him out. He's doing cool shit on YouTube. I teamed up with him to help him print some of his merch inventory. So he's got a new blog out, so I think it's cornped.com. you know, check out his shit. Yep, bam. The blog's cool, got some details on some things, cornped.com, tons of videos, some great information, cool bikes. I've actually checked it recently to like be like, oh, like, what's that? What's that shit about HBI setting time again? You know, just to check it, you know. And I've literally watched every one of his videos. They're all fire. They're all good. He's doing his thing. And yeah, the shirts and the merch that he came up with are pretty rad. And so yeah, check out cornped.com. He's got cool stuff. Upjets, they're on a rally. They're still here. They're still doing their thing. Yeah. So if you're in the Upper East Coast region area, you want to hit a rally in New York, that's the only one happening. What else is going on? I don't know. Like I said, cleaning out the garage, fucking getting ready for the season. Like, I don't know if I'm going to be going out to a ton of rallies, but I do want to get my bikes fixed and running and feel like, you know, nothing. It's a good feeling that when you have like multiple runners, you know, it's like, ah, like what bike do I want to ride today? Like, it's tight. It feels good. Like I fixed my dirt bike this past weekend. So my DRZ is like back up on the road with the new battery and fucking, I'm like, all right, cool. That bike's down. One of my derbies is running. I'm like, cool. That bike's down. Like, I got stuff in the cart right now to order, you know, parts to fix my fucking, you know, my fucking red, white, and blue jam, my red, white, and blue derby, the fucking variant sport. And I got like a piston or a spark plug or something. I need a ring. I think I got a ring to fix my Hobbit. So I'm like, all right, cool. Fix these three bikes. And then, goddamn Pyramid Whale has just been like getting wet left and right, wetting up other bikes. I got my boy Justin from the Rebels. He just fucking water cooled his Tomos. I'm like, damn. Like, I had a picture. Like, I had a water cooled bike 10 years ago. And I'm like, I think I might need to like water cool something again. Just so like I don't feel left out. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you see everyone else going wet, like left, you know, all around you, you're like, damn, like, am I missing out? Am I doing something wrong here? Like, so I don't know. I think I might like water cool one of my bikes for fun. Like, I don't know which one yet. Maybe the Derby. Maybe my Hobbit. Like, I don't know. We'll see. Fucking, I want to do one too. I'm trying to play the game. I'm trying to be like everyone else. But yeah, that's about it, man. If you guys want to support the podcast, we got some merch up at mopedmonday.com. I think I'm trying to just clear out some of the old inventory so I can get some new stuff. So I have like a sale on the store right now on a couple items. I think it's like the moped like wrenching hoodie and like the Pook kind of like collage art t-shirt, but they're like for sale, like with shipping, like pretty cheap. So I'm just trying to like get rid of the last couple pieces I have so I can like re-up on some new designs or some new colorways or something. I don't know. I work at a shirt shop, so it makes me want to like do shirt shit all the time, but then I get stuck doing work stuff all the time and I'm like, oh, fucking work. I want to make stuff for myself that's fun, but you know how that goes, dude, on, you know, doing the things. So yeah, fuck your car. Ride a moped. I'll catch you guys next week. It's one scheduled. It's booked. I'll be here. So catch you later.
So what are your favorite moped sounds?
Fuck your car. Ride a moped.
I don't know. Like, touch a flower. Is it moving? Like, nah, it feels pretty locked up. Sounds like you're fucked, dude.
Oh boy!
Womp womp womp.